Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. As South Dakota school districts across the state report positive COVID-19 cases among staff and students, we check in with superintendents about Back to School 2020. We'll talk with people from Lemon and Beresford in a moment, but first, Terry Nebelsick. He's superintendent of the Huron School District. Terry, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Lori. It's a pleasure to help you.
Tell us where you are at right now with those positive COVID-19 cases. What can you report?
Well, I can share that this is our first week of school and that so far we have no COVID-19 cases that have been caught from one person to another within the school setting. Each of the ones that we have dealt with in the early parts of this week have been that families by different connections have had it in their home, and then it's been shared with us that there's someone that was a direct contact, or in two cases, students had tested positive. Neither of those students that tested positive had attended a school day yet. And so as far as the notification that we've had a positive tested student or staff member in school, that has not happened yet. What caused a bit of publicity was that we did have a person on the football team that tested positive, and we went through the provisions to make sure that we were handling that correctly. But all of that happened before the first day of school. So far, so good.
Tell me a little bit about how contact tracing is being handled. Is that something that everybody is going through the state for, or that, and notifications are being made? How do you handle the communication?
Thank you. Well, first of all of us work directly with Department of Health, and they communicate with the person who has tested positive, and then they determine the close contacts, and then each school district has immediate access to that, the superintendent's cell phone number, and then whoever they designate as their number two in case the superintendent can't answer the phone, get that information as soon as possible. What's unique to Huron is because we've had a testing center since we were an early hotspot back in April, is that our testing center has a person from the Department of Health on that. And when we have the information, we move immediately with that information, working with the Operations Task Force, so that by the time the Department of Health calls in the next 24 to 48 hours, we've been able to mitigate without that downtime. And that has worked well for us, and I think it's the reason why we've been able to make sure that things in school were in good shape. The other thing I'd say quickly, Lori, is that we are starting in yellow, which for us means that we're masked all the time, students and staff, with the exception of when they're eating a meal or when they are outside.
For parents or students or staff members who are concerned just about the prevalence in the community, who say, well, you know, we haven't been to the building yet, but we know, there are positive cases in the community and amongst students, there are presumably asymptomatic cases. What are you saying to sort of reassure them that this is something that you feel confident about back to school?
Well, so far the information from the 164 days that we were not together is that the highest likelihood of catching it comes from social events that are taking place, whether that is weddings, receptions, family reunions, etc. And that the data is pretty profound that the likelihood of children that are 10 years old and younger either catching it or giving it to someone is less than 1 in 10 compared to older kids and adults. And so that is good reassurance. And then we have over 3,000 shields set up on desks, as well as everyone masked. And so we think with our social distancing strategies and our mitigation strategies that children are less likely to get it in the school setting than in the social settings that take place outside of the school. Since most social settings have to do with older kids, then there's obviously going to be a propensity for that to happen at the high school level or those that are connected to kids that have been to college and come home, that type of thing.
Superintendent Terry Nebelsick from Huron, thank you so much for being with us, and best of luck on back to school.
Thank you, Lori. I wish you well.